Wheat that's been genetically modified to better withstand drought is being developed by researchers in Argentina. The drought-tolerant trait is called HB4, according to Brad Erker, the executive director with Colorado Wheat, who spoke recently at the Ag Horizons conference in Pierre.
They've taken a sunflower gene and they've inserted it into wheat. And this gene from the sunflower plant, when put into wheat, affects the expression of hundreds of other genes, and the net result is that it allows wheat to have more drought stress tolerance or yield better under drier conditions.
The HB4 trait has been approved for cultivation in the United States, deregulating the technology to allow U.S. wheat breeders to begin incorporating HB4 genetics into U.S. wheat lines. Erker states this testing phase in the U.S. will take several years.
We need to evaluate the yield performance of the trait, the quality of the varieties that the trait's put into, and have a lot of conversations with consumers, with millers, with bakers, both in the United States and in our major exporting countries.
Acceptance of GM-enhanced wheat in the U.S. and its major international wheat customers will be key in moving forward with HB4 in the U.S. To date, only one of the seven significant customers of U.S. wheat have approved HB4, so Erker says there's work to do before clearing the path for GM wheat in the U.S.
Maintaining happy customers is very important for the wheat industry, so that's why that's pre-built in to our strategy on if and when we would adopt, you know, and utilize GMO technology in U.S. wheat production.
The yield benefit to HB4 during moderate drought is roughly 20%, according to research in Argentina. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.